So, William, in the second weekend of matches, seen some interesting results and games that didn't have results. But we'll start with Brady because they are the only side to win two from two. They beat Fox Lodge by 9 wickets yesterday. And just like what they did 7 days previous against the defending champions Dunamana, the bowlers were in fine form, so they were.
Absolutely, and it wasn't Craig Young this time. He actually didn't bowl yesterday, although he did get the 6 wickets last week against Dunamana. He wasn't needed yesterday with skipper David Scanlon, who returned remarkable figures of 3 wickets for 3 runs. Fox Lodge just managing 69 all out. And Brady, like last week, just lost the 1 wicket, 9-wicket victory. That's 225 points. They picked up 50 points, top of the league after 2 games.
Yeah, it's been an impressive start by them. Probably the best start they've had in a couple of years, is it, Eamon?
Well, it certainly is, because they're normally in the last few years they've been struggling near the middle of the table or in the bottom 2 or 3. But this year, as I saw last week, they look to have a decent side and they could certainly be challenging for honours if they can keep Craig Young fit. The problem they've got with Craig Young, I learned yesterday, is that Ireland are nursing him. He's only back from a severe injury. And although he's been bowling quite well and regularly, the Ireland team have said that he's not the bowl in club cricket. He can be played for Northwest Warriors. He can bowl on in Ireland if he's selected. But if that continues, that'll be a bit of a blow to Brady if they're not allowed to bowl them in their league games.
Yeah, certainly. Well, elsewhere yesterday, the big match, it was billed as the big match, was Brigade against Coleraine. Just like a lot of the fixtures, the weather, of course, had an impact. Brigade got a total, and an impressive one it was as well, of 251. But, Eamon, in the end, there was no result because the weather had put such a dent on the fixture, so it had.
Yeah, and Brigade would be bitterly disappointed with that because that was certainly looked to be a winning score. They actually had Coleraine on 28 for 2 whenever the heavens opened. But Brigade has 3 batsmen, Sean yesterday, Johnny Thompson with 80, Gareth McKeegan 66, Nifty Kerr-Hussein with 63. They were certainly going to win that one, but the weather took over and that game now will have to be rearranged like a couple of others.
Yeah, it was our feature game. Let's get some reaction from this, Eamon. And yesterday you spoke to Brigade's Andy Britton.
Disappointing you didn't win the game after having a big total, but the elements took charge.
You can't do anything but the rain. We had a good platform here from McKeegan up front. Started the bowl well, but the rain came on and just had to take it in the chin.
But obviously it was good to see 3 of your batsmen getting 50 today. That has to be encouraging for the rest of the season.
Oh, definitely, as I. Whenever you get the top, your 3 out of 5, getting runs is a good help for the boys down lower order. If anything come out of it, they get a good practice today, if anything.
Well, that's 1-1 washed out game, which you probably look like winning, but then nevertheless off to a good start. It's early days, I know, but it's off to a good start.
Definitely, just keep winning, as I say, take a game at a time. Possibly could have won that game, but you never know. A couple of good batsmen on the Korean team could have pushed it over the line, but as I say, we'll just take it in the chin and move on.
Well, obviously ambition this year, obviously won the league title or the cup or both, and you have a solid enough side there, most of last year's side together. If the Kerr-Hussein back with you again, it's going to help, obviously. So big chance this year for trophies.
Definitely. The league is the one I'm looking for. Dunamana is the team to beat, and they won the league, it'll be good. So, and if they're back in the team, he's a top class player to start with, and he'll help our team.
So then, we heard from Andy Britton there, the weather having an effect yesterday. And this is an ongoing thing every year when the rain comes and it affects the matches and they all tend to build up. And I suppose we're being hit very early already with games getting no results, as we'll talk about in the championship at the moment. So it's, I suppose the teams would be happier trying to get these matches run off, but if they start to build up, it's going to cause problems.
It always does, and this happens every year. Obviously, the way we get the weather here, you can't be sure of anything of a good summer. Maybe things will improve, but as you say, there'll be a backlog. That's the start of it, just the second week, and we're obviously some teams are 1 game down already, so that has to be all rearranged the next fortnight, which will probably mean Sunday cricket for a lot of players. But it's one of those things, Josh, and we can't obviously do anything about the weather. But we just have to soldier on and hope that things improve.
Yeah, and Strabane and Ardmore were in the same boat yesterday as well.
Yeah, Ardmore a decent score, 297 for 7 after 39 of the 50 over. Their new signing from Coleraine, Steve Lazar's got another half century, that's 2 in a row. But they never got out, Strabane never got on the bat at all, because again, the Wellers played havoc with that one. So that's it, once again, another rearranged game.
Yeah. Eglinton have picked up their first one of the campaign, and it was a big one yesterday. The defending champions, Eamon, who you tipped at the start of the year to do the double again, they're still waiting on that first one. Dunamana losing.
Yeah. I'm starting to have a rethink about that one already. Yeah, second defeat in the two games. Eglinton 269. Stuart Thompson, brilliant batsman, 128 yesterday, and 10 sixes he had. And Dunamana, they did make a fuss about William McClendon at 107. They got 235, but they fell 25 runs short on Duckworth Lewis. So bad, bad blow for Dunamana, as you say. It's difficult to start picking up points when you're, if you lost your first two, you're playing catch-up, and that has to be worrying for them. Eglinton, well, it was a great victory for them. That'll give them confidence. That's one out of two for them.
Yeah. Moving on to the championship, three of the matches, Bonds Glen, Killy Clooney, Drummond against Glendermot and Ballyspallin against New Buildings. No result from any of those. But St Johnstone picked up their first one of the year, Donegal's only cricket club. It was a good one as well at Burndennet with 5 wickets to spare.
Very good one, as you said, it was the only result on that section yesterday. Andrew Fleming, the Northwest chairman, scored 42 not out in that game. It's a big one for them, surely, because Burndennet had an opening day one. So St Johnson, having lost the first game, have got on the winning trail. Long may it continue. Good results, then, definitely.
And looking ahead to next week, there's some interprovincial action to start things off, Eamon.
Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday down in Dublin, Northwest Warriors taking on Leinster Lightning. And the Warriors, of course, have got William Porterfield and Boyd Rankin in their lineup, so that's a big strengthener for them. But they're playing against 11 internationals in the Leinster side. So a good performance is what the Northwest looking for to get the interprovincial season up and running. And they've got the players there now. They've a decent side out, but it's going to be difficult. It always is when you're playing Leinster, as I said, 11 internationals.